Das Dorf Zifflich war abgesperrt.
Zifflich Village was cut off. It was a prohibited frontier area.
Ein 2 Meter Stacheldrahtzaun.
There was a barbed wire fence about 2 meters high with big signs in English, Dutch and German. If you set foot there, you could be shot without warning.
Wer dieses Gebiet betritt, muss damit rechnen, dass er ohne Warnung erschossen wird.
A few months after the end of the war in Zifflich, Erich Thyssen is 10. He has just returned to the family house with his parents and siblings.
Mittlerweile war mein Vater aus dem Krieg entlassen worden. Alles war zerstört, aber mein Vater.
Meanwhile, my father had come back from the war. Everything was destroyed. But my father and my brother, they cleared it all out and tried to make a home for us there.
Es waren nur 3 Häuser, die bewohnt werden durften, weil Zifflich.
There were only 3 houses where the people were allowed to return because Zifflich was a prohibited area, right from Neil Village to the old dairy and then here in Den Klein.
Und dann dieser Weg in Den Klein. Und in diesem.
And in this narrow corner, there were 3 houses, my parents' house among them. We had permission from the Allies to live there.
Und wir durften mit Genehmigung der Alliierten da wohnen.
It was a strange feeling in that prohibited area. The military checked very strictly if there was anyone in Zifflich who didn't have a permit to be there.
Es war schon eigenartig. Vater musste abends immer einen Zettel an die Haustür hängen.
Yes, it was strange. My father had to hang a notice on the front door every evening, listing everyone who was in the house.
Und mittlerweile kam.
And at least 3 times a day, an armored car would come past. That's how I saw it as a child. And I was surprised how friendly they were.
Überrascht worden, wie freundlich diese waren, da mein Bruder früher Gymnasium besucht hatte.
My brother had been to grammar school for a few years and he could speak a bit of English, so he could talk to them, or at least make himself understood.
So gut es geht. Und haben dann gefragt, ob sie bei uns heißes Wasser bekommen könnten.
And they asked if they could have some hot water, twice a day at least, they would ask.
Täglich für die mitfahrenden Soldaten.
The soldiers who were with them, so they could make tea.
Und dann ihren Tee aufgegossen.
No wonder, they were British soldiers.
Und ich war als Kind sehr neugierig, muss ich zugeben.
And I was very curious as a child, I must admit. I stood there with my ears sticking out. I had them from my grandma. When I was naughty, she always pulled my ears. And I stood there and the soldiers had fun with me and sometimes I got a chewing gum. That was something new for me, but it made me happy. And my sister sometimes got a small bar of chocolate.
Erich Thyssen still lives in his childhood home in Zifflich, although he several times had the offer of a job somewhere else.
Aber Zifflich war immer mein Zifflich.
But Zifflich was always my Zifflich, and I didn't want that. And I haven't built anything new.
Ich habe das Haus, was ich von meinen Eltern, Großeltern ererbt habe.
I live here in the house I inherited from my parents and grandparents, and I've kept it in good condition so I can carry on living here without any trouble. And I'm proud of that. And if I ask anything of God, it's that I can live here till my dying day.
Mein Ableben verbringen darf.